Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W.G. Reporter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando and neighboring cities. So glad to be with you again today, you, and you, sending you lots of greetings from us to you. Praying for you continually and trusting that you're praying for us. And we do want you to know that we love you. We really, really do. All of us here love you. Lots of hugs, lots of smugs, everything. In Jesus' name, we thank you today for just being with us. And call us. 347-857-3925. Give us a call. Let's chat a little bit. How about that? Wouldn't you like to chat a little bit? I want to chat with you. I'd love to want to know you. Yes, let's get a little more, you know, friends, you know, and talk. And tell us your aspirations and all. What you looking for God to do for you? All right now. Here is our own Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name, Lord. Father, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords. You are that conquering Lion of Judah. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, Lord, Father God, for forgiveness in those that we're praying for, Lord, Father, for forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And, Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, Father, you know each and every person, name by name, and what they're in need of, Lord. And, Father, we ask you, Lord, Father, to let your will be done. Father, as those that are touching and agreeing with us as we pray, Father. Father, we thank you for hearing prayers, and we thank you for answering prayers. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, as we pray, Lord, Father, for special areas, Lord. Father, we ask you, Lord, Father, Father, to touch your people, Father, that they stand together in unity, Lord, Father. Father, tearing the devil kingdom down. Father, calling upon you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, as people stand together praying for their neighborhoods, their states, Lord, Father, their cities. Father, we touching and agreeing with them right now. Father, as we call these states and islands before you, Lord, Father. Father, we ask you for mercy, Lord, and that your people would rise up and begin to fight against the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Father, as we call before you Chicago, Ohio, St. Thomas in the Bovoni area, Lord. Orlando in the Pine Hills area, Tallahassee in the French Quarters area, Lord. Father, the entire East Coast, Lord, Father, as they continue, Lord, Father, to recover, Lord, Father, from Hurricane Dorian, Lord, Father. The Zellwood community, we're praying for the churches right now, Lord, Father. Father God, those that are standing, Lord, Father God, on your name, Lord, Father, standing, Lord, Father, on your word right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold them before you, Lord, their congregation before you, Lord, that fivefold ministry right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, as you cover them under the blood, Father, and rise them up, Lord, Father, that they continue, Lord, Father, not to compromise your word, but speak your word, Lord. Father, those that are ready to commit suicide, Lord, Father, throw in the towel and give up, Lord. Father, we come against it right now in the name of Jesus as we speak encouragement to them, Lord, Father, as they hold fast to the word, Lord, Father. Father, knowing that you will never leave them nor forsake them, Heavenly Father, touch them right now, Lord, Father. Strengthen them more right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray right now, Lord, Father, for the entire Bahamas, Lord, Father, especially Abaco Island, Lord, Father. Father, touch those, Lord, Father, Father, that are still on the island, Lord. Touch them right now, Lord. Father, provide them with the food. Father, provide them with the shelter, Lord. Father, let them cry out to you, Lord, Father. Father, those that have little children, have mercy upon them right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, we thanking you and glorifying and magnifying you, Lord, Father, knowing that there is nothing too hard for you, Lord. So, Father, as we hold that island there before you, Father, touch the people right now, Lord, Father. Touch them right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, touch the officials that are over them right now, Lord, that they may have mercy and compassion right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we hold before you Texas, New York, Mexico, Virginia, Puerto Rico, Lord, Father. Father God, the Virgin Islands, Father God, as we hold them before you right now, Lord, asking you, Lord, Father, to let your will be done, Lord. Father God, rise up your people, Lord. Rise them up right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they will call upon your name. And they will gather more, Lord, Father God, to come into your kingdom. Father, give them strength, Lord, Father. Father, you say if we open our mouth, you speak, Lord, Father. So continue, Lord, Father God, to touch your people. Father God, touch those, Lord, Father God, the children, Lord. Father, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for that Amber Alert that came by, Lord. And, Father, that little girl was found safe. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your angels protecting her right now in the name of Jesus. Father, all those children, Father, not just the children, but those that are being kidnapped, Lord, Father, harvest for their organs right now, Lord, Father. We cancel the assignment of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we bind the hand, Lord, Father God, of every trafficker right now, canceling their assignment right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, the blood of Jesus is against them. Those, Lord, Father, that are with the human trafficking right now, Lord, Father. Father, those that are alive, Father. Father, guide them back home safely. Let make a way, Lord, Father, that they are found, Lord, Father. Father, found alive, Father, and those that are already deceased, Father, we ask you, Father, to give the family peace, Lord. Give them comfort right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we know that there are so many things, Lord, Father, that we can pray for and people that are asking for prayer, Lord, Father. Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for hearing prayers. We thank you right now, Lord, Father God, for never leaving us nor forsaking us. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for miracles and favors, Lord, Father, that you have bestowed in those, Lord, Father, that we are praying for, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you. Father, we hold these children before you, Lord. Christopher Adkins, Rock Bedford, Owen Hankin, Levi Milligan, Ethan Jameson, Brendan Zimmer, Caroline Farber, Riley Beckford, Ellie Jameson, Melody Wages, Joshua Douglas, Lord, all those, Lord, Father, that are going to and from school, Lord Father. We ask you right now, Lord, to let the warring and minister angels stand guard around those schools as we cancel that assignment of bullying right now in the schools, on the jobs right now in the name of Jesus. We cancel the assignment right now in the name of Jesus and render it null and void, Lord. Father, it's your people, Lord Father. Rise up, Lord Father, and speak the word right now in the name of Jesus. Father, those, Lord Father, that are suffering with cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, Lord. Father, those that are going through chemo and dialysis, Lord. Father, touch them right now as we ask you to regulate high blood pressure, diabetes right now, Lord, Father. Regulate it right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, touch those, Lord. Give them strength, Lord. They're dealing with the chemo and the dialysis, Lord. Father, as we hold before you Dolores right now, Lord, Father, we hold before you Tracy, Crystal, Lord. Father, touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, touch their minds right now if they don't know you as their Lord and Savior. Father, we ask you right now, Lord, Father, for mercy upon them. Father, that you send someone in their path right now to lead them to you, Lord. Father, that they may speak life and that more abundantly, Lord. But, Father, we say have your way and let your will be done right now in the name of Jesus. Father, as we give this broadcast back to you, Lord, Father, we ask you, Lord, Father God, to decrease my apostle and deacon right now as the word come forth. Father, thanking you, Lord, Father, as you increasing them. Father, and we cancel all assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking, Father, or listening to this broadcast, Lord. We render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we ask you right now, Lord, Father, for healing and deliverance, Lord, Father, being on this broadcast today. Touch our listeners, Lord. You know what they're in need of, Father, and we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for having your way with them and through them right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank God today for that. Amen. You know I always love to pray. Still pray for the people that were Dorian came by and touched them, and the people that lost their houses, their businesses, their churches, and all. It is a sad thing, and it's a sad thing they're having difficulty, some of them, finding places to go, and that's very difficult. And if you say you're a Christian, you don't have compassion for them, then you need to go back to the drawing board, to the altar. You need that today. And if you don't have some concern concerning all these people that are being trafficked and the young babies and stuff that are being snatched from different places, homes and their mother's arms and cars and what have you, you need to go back. This is time now. Think about yourself. Think about what would you do if this should happen to you. Amen. Think about it now, huh? You should have compassion. You should have want to cry out for them, no matter who they are, what color they are, where they're from. You should have compassion. Amen. And pray. Pray, pray. This is why I put out that clarion call that everyone that wanted to, that it will do it faithfully. Listen, don't just do it for me, but do it for the different places that we have designated and some around where you live, where your area that needs help, you know. And I tell you, time you look in the news, something is going on in Chicago. Chicago, you need to put that at the top of your list, too. And they said there's more trafficking going on in Ohio than almost any place else. So now that should be, you know, a point of contact that you should, you know, have that as one of your places to pray for, you see, especially. And I know I hear the people talk about St. Thomas at Bovenia, you know, that place, you know, they need prayer because they're having the same problem. Well, you know that the enemy is on the rampage. He is here to destroy anything, everybody, anybody with the thought of God. He wants to do what? Destroy. And so if you think that you're going to go to heaven on a flower bed of ease, honey, it's through much trials and tribulation. But you got one thing going for you. God has made you to be an overcomer. Amen. An overcomer. Do you hear me today? An overcomer. So we ask people, we ask them to inbox me, those on Facebook, but, you know, as just, well, two people did contact me, you know, about it. You know, they will commit to it, you know, and to do this, you know, because it, to me it's important. Just like everybody got together to pray for the Dorian, you know, and Dorian got confused, you know, through prayer. All right. They didn't know whether to come up here and do something in here and or what, you know. That's because people forgot about everything and they centered their prayers on Dorian. See, now why not center your prayers on some of these places in our United States, especially in the Caribbean islands and all? Why not center your prayers there for a while, you know, until you see the hand of God moving, do you see? You want to see the hand of God move. Then when people get together, forget your differences. Forget what you don't like about somebody.
Come on,
okay, focus on these places, you know, and we have a few written down, and when you call, we'll write those down and add them to our prayers, and we want you to add them to your prayers also. That means us uniting together from wherever we are for the same cause, okay, like Orlando, the place they call Crimesville in Orlando. Because there's crimes almost on the hour there, you know. Then you got Tallahassee and the French Quarters. It's, oh, I ain't going to even go through that. What's going on there? And the entire East Coast where Dorian was at, you know. Pray for those people in the Carolinas especially also, you know. And Zellwood, oh my goodness, you got a whole lot of churches and there ain't nobody fellowship and they don't hardly speak to each other. These are churches now. And all, we need you to pray for that community too. Oh yes, pray for, you know, the churches in your area, you know how they are. Instead of putting them down, let us pray. Let us all come together and add them in our prayer time, do you see? And, of course, the Bahamas and Abaco Island need prayer very badly for something to be done. As soon as somebody figure out what to be done, you know. But you do what you can do, okay? Make sure you add those people to your prayers, okay? Those that remain, and that they find the remaining people that they cannot find. Okay, pray. they might be out to sea, you know, such a wind that was going on. It probably carried them out to sea somewhere. You know, we don't know, but God knows. But we can still pray for them that remain. And Texas, you don't forget, Texas look like every time you turn around, something going on in Texas now. People are getting shot. People are mad. People are gone crazy. We know how it is. But we're going to keep them in prayer. You know, if somebody give us a certain town or what that, you know, is happening more so than the other places, we will target that, okay? And don't forget New York. Don't forget New York. Something always going on there. And Mexico. All right. Pray for Mexico, too, you know, and all that. All them walls will come down, praise God. Hallelujah. And don't forget Puerto Rico, too. Pray for Puerto Rico also, Lord. You know, Puerto Rico needs prayer. Now, I don't know what part of Virginia this is we have down listed, but somebody put Virginia down, so something is going on there also, and we want to pray for that. And pray for your neighborhood where you are, stuff that you may not even know going on in your neighborhood. You know, just keep them in prayer when you pray and put them on your prayer list. Make sure you target these places that the influx of sin and Satan is on the rampage. Make sure you add them in and let us not give up that easy. Let's not give up our city, town, state, or our country. Okay, we don't want to give it up like that. We're not going to just let the devil just take it without a fight. How about that? Can you say amen? Hallelujah. We're going to do some fighting. Just like you fought when Dorian was finna hit Florida, everybody got on one accord, you know. And you know that's what God likes. God wants us to unite together and get on one accord. Stop all this dissension between us. And some of it just stupid. It don't even make sense. I don't want to call for this, that, or another. Forget all the calls, okay? And make it your point to target these areas, all right, that you know what's going on. You hear what's going on. And listen, don't forget Washington. I forgot to put down Washington, D.C., right there with the White House. Oh, Lord, please let's put that on there. Yes, indeed. Glory to God. Because it don't, we going to have the third world wall here. You see what I'm saying? Mess around, have third world wall, and it ain't going to be pretty either. You see what I'm saying? But let me tell you, the good thing is that God is going to take care of his people. His people. Hear what I'm saying? Those that are called by his name. And when you are called by his name, you will live his name. Do you get the picture here today? Praise God. I trust God. I trust what he say. I trust what I'm seeing in the spiritual realm. I trust that. You may not want to hear it, okay? But I trust what I see in the spiritual realm. That is going on. And the only way we're going to conquer these things and be overcomers is we stop fighting each other. Stop fighting each other. Do you hear me? And, hey, everybody's not the same. We don't have the same personality. Everybody's different. That's God made us a little different. We have the same working parts that, you know, calls us to be a woman or a man. We have the same parts there. But our spirit man is different. He made us different to accomplish different things in the world, okay? Now, somebody may not listen to somebody else, and they may listen to me. They may not listen to me, and they may listen to somebody else. But we're working for the same preacher, ain't we, of righteousness. We working for God. Is that right?
Amen.
That's what we doing. And this is God's business to have us, you know, in different places doing different things. But that does not mean that we can't come together. Physically, we don't have to. And yet, physically, we can, because you have all kind of electronics now to get us there physically, looking at each other. Ain't that right?
Amen.
We can see each other, talk to each other, and you could be 5,000 miles away, and with these devices that they've created now, can put us real close together, can it?
Yes, it can.
Now, you can't touch nobody now. You ain't, I don't think so. They ain't made nothing to touch nobody yet. then I'm ready to go. Then I'll be ready to leave here. I don't want to go through that part. But God is good to us. So listen, don't forget these places, okay? Don't forget Washington, D.C., I finna call it the Kremlin. Oh, my God, help me. At the White House there. Don't forget this stuff that's going on there. They need the prayer, too. And we need to get together and pray for change there, something good to happen. We don't want no more bad stuff. We had enough to last us a lifetime. But pray for these places, all right? And if you can do something, do what you can, no matter how small it is. I know you say, but it's just a little stuff. I can't do much. I ain't got enough money. Well, whatever you can do, but you can pray. Huh? You can stay before God in prayer for the people, you know, all over. Listen, I throw myself in there. Pray for me, too. Add me to your prayer, too, because I need your prayer also, you know. Bless God. Because I intend to pray for for these people. They are always on my mind now. Because, you know what? These things that are hurting, it's hurting. It's very hurting. And you know, then I seen this morning that another mega pastor then committed suicide. You know, he committed suicide. Isn't it's just, oh my God. And he was a mental health advocate. That's what his church did most. He did most a lot of that. And you want to understand, you're trying to understand what happened here. See? What happened? You know. So we've got to pray for some of these pastors out here, and maybe you get too much on your plate. You know, the church might have been too big for him. He might have just needed one with about 100 people. That's what he might have needed. You know, because that a mega church, now that's a lot of responsibility. You see, so we got to pray for these people that they are in the right position. You see what I'm saying? In the right position. Sometimes people get you for the knowledge that you have, or the education, all the little certificates that you have. They would cause you to be, and you don't take time to ask God, is this where I'm supposed to be? See? You think about the big bucks you're going to get, the fine house you're going to live in, the car, and how you're taking care of and everything. You think about all that, but you don't ask God, is this where I'm supposed to be? Do you get what I'm saying today? Huh? And I go with my, I have some products that I make, and it says, what did God say about it? Huh? And I'm an advocate of that. What did God say about it? And I went further than that. Before you do it, ask him about it. You know, before you do, or whatever idea you got in your head, is this of God? I told you, even marriage, and even, I don't care what kind of relationship you got, is it God? That's the first all of business. I never did get to you a word for the day, did I?
All right.
Oh,
well,
praise God. But you know, I'm very much concerned about the things and the happening of people in the world. you know. It doesn't matter what people think about me because they ain't never thought nothing about me. So that don't mean anything to me because I found out when you know who God called you to be, that's what is the only thing that matters. You see, it's what God called you, and I do his bidding, okay? Now, you could get mad if you want me. You don't have to talk to me. You don't have to come around. You don't have to give me a dime. You hear me? Because it's still all about God. Now, let me read you the word for today. That was my soapbox part today. As the falling leaf can enrich the soil beneath more beautiful plants, so can adversity prepare us for more joyful and productive tomorrows. Remember now, as the falling leaf can enrich the soil beneath more beautiful plants, so can adversity prepare us for more joyful and productive tomorrow. Mm-hmm. See, don't do away with adversity. You know you can't anyway. But it's for a reason. Do you see what I mean? It's for a reason. When you have trials, tribulation, some people do sin now. All right, we know that. But that is not always the case, huh? Leaves fall off the tree and other leaves replace it, don't it? And it does not hinder the beauty of the tree.
No, it doesn't.
Because leaves fall off, huh? Everything has to shed, doesn't it?
Yes.
Even a rattlesnake sheds. We shed. Our skin started to shed and sometimes, you know, everybody sheds something, get rid of something. And then most of all, what I'm going to talk about today is a type of shedding. Hallelujah, Jesus. See, I just remembered that. Praise God. Because things change. We don't like change, but there's nothing you can do about change. Now, again, when you're born, you start as the seed, don't you? So change is already starting. That seed begins to change on the inside. Hmm? And it's going through a process to change. Okay? Everything that God has made has a changing season. Do you not know it? Hmm? Yes, it do. In order for you to be exactly what you are supposed to be, you have to endure certain things to get there. Hmm? Did not the caterpillar have a process when it changed to a butterfly? So you don't understand how much pain it had to go through to be that butterfly. Hmm? Even down the snake, and you know you don't like no snakes, and none of us do. Think about that. When he shed, that rattlesnake shed. Hmm?
Yeah.
What kind of, you don't know what kind of pain he go through, you know? You don't know what pain he's going through, what kind of trouble is he has to endure in order to change. Do you get what I'm saying? So today, let's say what, huh? We're going to embrace what God is doing in our life. Do you see what I'm saying? Embrace what God is doing in our life. Why would we embrace it? Because the change causes us to do what? Go through the process of becoming different. Okay? We go through a process of becoming different. See? Now, when you do that, go through that process,
the caterpillar and the butterfly, boy, they look totally different, though. If nobody had ever told you, some scientific person had never told you what happened, you wouldn't believe it, would you? The caterpillar was a butterfly is a butterfly. The butterfly was a caterpillar. Come on now. To your mind, it's unbelievable, isn't it? That ugly caterpillar could become that beautiful butterfly. Now, God did not give you all his blueprint for that, okay, of shedding. He didn't give you a blueprint for all that. Now, yes, scientists going to come up with something. Yes, they'll tell us when we start the pressing them and everything. They'll start trying to cut them apart and see what it, you know, everything is, you know, and all of that. But still, God made it that way, and it happens. Now, your change, right now, your change is happening. See, now, let's think about, as the scientists say, every 7 years your body go through a change. Ha, ha, ha. You didn't know that, do it. Some things are renewed, replenished, and some are not, depending on you, what you ate, what you eat, okay? Praise God. But if it goes through a process every 7 years, so therefore there's change in your body. Change is going on. You don't understand change. You don't understand a lot of times. We don't pay attention to the fact, say, man, this is one of them 7 years because, you know, I feel so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. Do you see? But in order for you to come to your full identity, do you hear me? See, your full identity, there has to be changes constantly in the plan of God. Because he did not make us, he put in us what we're going to be, but we have to go through a process to get there. Do you understand? We think we can do everything overnight. I can be the great mega pastor. I can be the great evangelist. I could be another Billy Graham. No, you ain't. God only had one Billy Graham. Even his son can't be him. Do you get the picture? Because, see, when he was in the process, he was becoming different. Even though he might have come from that seed, it did not mean that he was going to be the exact same thing as what the seed brought in the beginning. Huh? The person that brought the seed. You're not going to have to be the same thing, do you see? So there is a difference. Because God planned these things, he planned for each one of us to have a destiny. And in our destiny, it's all different. So stop trying to be like somebody else. See? Be you. That's the best, that's the original, is you. See? Your children, they want to be like their mama or their daddy. They can't do that because they have a little bit of them, a little image of them in them. But they're not you. They're going to do something different. Every child is going to do something different. They're going to have some of you now. They got to. They're in the DNA. You know that. See? But it's going to be different because God made it different. Y'all don't believe that, do you? God made it different. So now, since God made you different, now embrace it. Embrace it. Embrace everything that God has made you to be. See? That means go with the flow as he see fit. You have to go through this trial here to get to be this here, whatever. Then you go through another trial
to be something else. That means you're going higher. You're being elevated, huh? But you got to keep with the process. Go with the flow. Do y'all get that going with the flow? This is what God wants us to go with it. You can't say, could that caterpillar, the only way he could stop being a butterfly, becoming a butterfly, is somebody chop him up, kill him, stomp on him. You know, if we see him, we're going to try to kill him with a stick or something, aren't we? That's what we would do. Praise God. But let's say, look what Colossians 3 says here in 10. We have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Huh? Which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Do you see where we come from? Knowledge. Renewed knowledge. See, each process brings a renewed knowledge. See, and as we go through the different processes in life, you see, in life, we go through them, you hear me now, in life, and they are renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. You cannot come to the full image of God till you be processed. See? Until you be processed. Do you get the picture here? So stop trying to get there before time. See, a lot of time we be in such a hurry that we want everything right now, right now, right instantly. Now, there is instant coffee. Somebody give people these ideas of how to make instant coffee, instant this, instant grits, instant rice, instant bread, instant everything. But what was the original? The original was not instant, was it? Come on now. The instant was not there already. You had it in the form that God had created it. So why you want to be instant preacher? You want to be an instant hey, do anybody want to be evangelist anymore? I don't see people calling people, excuse me, that don't cost you nothing. I don't see people calling themselves evangelists and all this anymore. Everything now is apostle and prophet. Everybody want to be apostle, prophet, and bishop. They don't want to be no teacher. They don't want to sound like, I don't see nobody making no pastors and nothing. Everybody want to be big shots. But even to being, having these titles, okay, see, is a process. Now, we studied that on our Bible talk last night. Didn't we talk about that? Pride. That pride spirit. Okay. You want to be big shot with big shot people, big places, big money, big everything, right? What is that? That ain't nothing but a prideful spirit. See, you don't want to wait on God in humility. You do not want to wait on God. Do you know how many people out there don't want to wait on God, has called themselves? I don't care who get mad with me. I ask quick, did God call you? Do you know if God called you? Because I'm going to try to get you to go back to the drawing board. You understand? Because I don't want to see you fall into some type of sin or another because you disobeying. You're not where God called you to be. And I get slack from people, but it's okay. when God finished with me, with you, you'll know I was telling you the truth. You see, when God finished with you, I'm going to let you ride out your storm you on. Okay, and I'll be right here doing the same thing, waiting to help you through. I'll be right here doing that. See, that's just me. That's what God put me here for, his people. He put me here for his people, and especially those in ministry, you know. And they're the hardest people to work with. Difficult, hard-headed people. I haven't run into one that's not, just a few, maybe few will listen. And you can count them on one hand. Okay? But it's still a known fact. I cannot do anything else but what he called me to. I am the person that God has called. I didn't want the job either. I don't want to be no apostle. Because the first thing I'll say, God ain't got no women apostles. Read your Bible and you'll find out, you know, by Priscilla and Aquila. Find out about them too. You know, you'll find out. Paul had them. He was the head, but he had them. Say she was, because she was the teacher. She was the one teaching. See, just look in your book, all right, and you'll find out. But everything today is a process. The clothes you wear, it took a process to make them. Even make the material to make the dresses and pants and shirts and everything you wear. It had to do a process for them. Do you get it? It takes time. They didn't just pull the clothes off, you know, like God did now. He made Adam and Eve some out of animal skins. You know, that's where we got that from, didn't we? Wearing alligator shoes and having the leather purses and leather coats and everything. Because he made the first leather outfit, didn't he? See? He knew how to do it. See, God process was the only process that's quick. Now, ours on is not, because he gave us, what, limited knowledge. But we had to get knowledge. The knowledge had to be renewed when we became a new person. Okay? When you become a new person, then you can understand more things of God. But until then, you have the same old thoughts, the same mind. See, and this is why a lot of people readily fall back into what they were delivered from. You see, if you were delivered from the anger and the malice and all the blasphemies and the communications, filthy communications you had and all this stuff, God delivered you from a whole lot of stuff. And there's most stuff that he delivered you from. And hey, what happened? You ain't been renewed yet. So therefore, what happened? You fall back into it quickly. See? You used to wonder, well, why are they doing that? Oh, they can show preach. Oh, they can show preach. Sure, they can preach, huh? They can read, can't they? So if they read their book, they can cook up a message or something. You know, they are people with silver tongues, all right? They can talk a blue streak in you, so they say. You know, that's what they say. They can talk you into anything, and you'll believe it, okay? Because listen, what the Lord say in 2 Corinthians, the 5th verse, the 5th chapter, he said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. All things are become new to you. Huh? You know now that Christ is in you, really in you now. See, people say he in them by just speaking, saying it, and they had no experience. You see, some people haven't had any experience. They ain't felt the power of God rushing into their bodies. Now, you know, the power of God is in your body, and you wonder, well, why am I not healed? You would say that. Everybody says that. When they still have pain, they done prayed and thought they were believing God. You know, you believe in God. But have you ever thought about there's a process here going on? And have we fully embraced that word that he is the God that healeth thee? See, we haven't fully embraced that word, nor his ways. You hear what I'm saying now? Nor his ways. Okay? We are still dealing with the measure of faith that he gave everybody. Hello now. And then if we think we got a little bit of it, what happens? The devil will come in and bring doubt. As soon as he bring doubt into you, boom, there you go. You done dropped it, lost it. Didn't happen. So you got to go through the process again. Hello? You're going through it. Over and over you go through it until you get to the point where, one, you obey God. Two, you really believe in him with all your mind, soul, and spirit, and you're not going to let anyone come into your life and plant doubt in there and unbelief. You're not going to allow that. See? But then what happened now? Now it means that you're going to have to change your way of thinking. You see? Change your way of thinking. That meaning is people come into your life and they talk all kind of negative stuff, don't they?
Yes, they do.
And you find yourself indulging in it.
Separate yourself.
Now, it's going to be a difficult time to separate yourself from family and friends.
Amen.
Because they constantly come, and every time they come, I believe that's a setup by the devil. You know, that's me now. I believe that. You believe it? Okay. If you don't, it's still okay. You know, we ain't going to lose no friendship over stuff like that. That ain't nothing to lose friendship over. Not even if we don't agree. We're supposed to agree to disagree. You know, when things are not, we don't stay the same, agree the same. You don't fall out. Well, at least I don't think you're supposed to. Praise God. But the fact is, when you are being processed, things are different, you know, and we don't have the full knowledge of where God is taking us, or we too hard-headed to want to listen to anybody. You see, we get there sometimes. All right, I know everything. Listen, no man know everything. God the only one that know everything. Jesus, God, whichever way you want to call it, he the only one that know everything. You don't know everything. This is why there's you come points in your life where your knowledge is increase. Like the 10th verse of Colossians said, by which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. He has increased knowledge in you. Now you are now putting on Jesus Christ. Because 2 Corinthians, well, I should have read that one, the first, say, fourth chapter. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed, day by day. Now, the knowledge of Christ is doing what? Increasing in you. Because what? You're putting off. You pull off day by day. You take off things that you know is wrong, things, thoughts that you've had that you know is wrong. And listen here, you don't have to tell nobody they sin. They know they wrong.
Yes, Lord.
Because that spirit within them tells them that they wrong. But then pride pops up into them, and then they want to say, I ain't wrong. I ain't never wrong. Well, you're just lying to yourself. Okay? You're wrong in the way you're thinking, and then you ought to do what? Get it straight. Apologize to the person. Ask God to forgive you, too. You should do that. People should do that, but they don't. They don't apologize. People don't apologize no more.
No. Pride kicks in.
Pride kicks in, and nobody wants to apologize anymore. So what you think is going to happen there? You ain't going to turn out to be no pretty butterfly, that's for sure. Did you see? You're not going to be that. So you've got to embrace what God has given you. Now, he has given you a way to escape. He has allowed you, you got eyes and you have a mind, don't you? You can see, and you got a mind to do what? Make a choice here with what you see. Make a choice of what you accept in your life. Make a choice with who you accept in your life. And all the times we got this family thing going on. Ain't nothing wrong with having a family. That's nice. Everybody got a family because they were born in one. Whether they want to say it or not, they were born in one. But the fact is all your family ain't for you. Okay? So what you going to do? You going to embrace them right or wrong, and they lead you to hell, and you going to embrace them. You see? Just because the family is first. Now, it ain't what the Bible ain't tell you the family is first. He say God is first. Now, how you going to do that? Preachers, how you going to do that? God is first, and then your family. You see? All right, I done made somebody mad already. But anyway, that's where the Bible goes. So now, you fight with me, fight with the Bible about that. Because I know who first, and I know who first in my life. See? A hard head will get you in trouble every time. See? I tell you this, I told you before, and I tell you again. I have been one of them hard-head children. So what I'm telling you is what? Through experience. You don't want to fall in the hands of an angry God. You don't want God. You don't want God to chastise you. No, you don't. See? Remember now, he ain't giving you no choice today. You just got to turn and embrace the truth. Embrace the truth. You ought to tell God right now, Lord, include me in your process.
Lord, include me in your process.
See what I'm saying? And mean it. And mean it. You see? Now, when he starts changing things in your life now, Don't get upset. Don't get mad with nobody. Okay? You're being changed. Because now you are going to embrace the truth of God's word. See? Because you know, just think about that caterpillar experience. Think about the caterpillar experience. Now, the caterpillar, he had a covering until it was prepared for the purpose as a butterfly. See? He had a covering, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
God gave you a covering. But now, it's time now. You're coming through. He's preparing you now for who you're supposed to be. Because, see, we as humans, we've adopted a covering of difference. We want to be different. We want to be better. We want to always want to be something. But you ain't going to embrace the change until the process is complete. You know that, don't you? Huh? You're not going to embrace it until it's complete. Did you know that? That's it. Because you got to come and realize a lot of things when God is making a change here in you. And let's see. In Colossians 3:9, what he say, lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds. With his deeds. That's a lot of stuff going on, ain't it? Have you ever thought of how much stuff was going on in you? In your mind? In your heart? Where's your heart at?
In your mind.
All right now.
That's too much about them.
It's too much?
That's too much because they ain't understand that.
Now, if your heart, he said, out of your heart proceedeth evil what? Thoughts, did he not?
Yes.
Out of your heart proceeded evil thoughts. Your heart that's pumping that blood through your body, is it thinking?
No.
What's thinking?
The mind.
Your mind, is it right?
Yes.
All right now, that's your heart.
The heart just pumps blood.
The heart pumps blood to everything. Okay. And the mind controls your thoughts.
Amen.
So, it's time to take off the old man. And the 10th verse say, I read that, renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him.
Yep.
See? So now, you got something to do. You have to control your thoughts. You know you have the power to control your thoughts? Because God gave it to you when he said that he gave unto you power over all the power of the enemy. The enemy plays with your mind. Changes your mind.
Yep.
Have doubt playing constantly in your mind.
Yep.
One day you do and the next day you don't. That ain't nothing but a trick of the enemy trying to destroy you. Your thoughts, huh? If they told you, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, let this mind, allow the mind to be in there, embrace this thing. You've got to do what? Allow it to take over, control you, Jesus do, and his thoughts. Think Jesus' thoughts. Think what you want to do for Jesus. Think what you want to do in life, period, and everything you want to be pleasing in his sight, not what I want or how I feel. It ain't about how you or I feel. We get in trouble with this feeling thing, see, because We all the flesh is carnal, right? And if the flesh is carnal, all it can do is carnal things. So if you go on feeling, that feeling is a carnal entity. Do you get the picture?
Yeah. You'll get it after a while. Praise God. Hallelujah.
So today I want you to embrace the truth today. Embrace what you've heard today, that this is a process that's going on in your life. You're not angry with anybody because God used them to irritate you.
Jesus.
God used them to make you mad. You see, that you didn't know that anger was still in you, did you?
Yeah.
But if he had not put that person to come in there and say what they say or do what they do, you wouldn't have known you still had that anger that much in you. Huh?
Yes,
think about it now. Just think about it. I'm just giving you something to think about, because this is time to talk about it. And you know, we just talk about it. And you may find some good tidbits or you may not. I don't know which one it is, because you ain't called me and let me know. I told you to call 347-857-3925. Yeah, 3925, and let me know what it's, you know, how you feel. You know, I'm not going to get mad with you because I told you to do it, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what am I getting mad for? I ain't going to get mad about it because I want to know. Do you know how you feel? Sometimes you do. You didn't know a lot of stuff. You didn't know you still had the cussing habit.
Yeah.
See? But what happened?
It come out.
See? It come out, but then you got to say, what? God sent them people along to let me see I wasn't perfect yet.
Amen.
It was still something there that needed to come out.
Yeah.
You know, in the church in New York a long time ago, we used to have a song say, everything in you got to come out.
Everything.
If you want to go back with Jesus, everything in you got to come out. And now, don't you like it when he put things up there to press on you? You thought you had been under the press already? and there's still some more got to be pressed out?
Yes, Lord.
Come on now, think about it, people.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. You ain't perfect yet. Because now I'm into, I want to do what I want to do. Okay? I wish I could do that now. I used to do it now, of course, but I cannot do what I want to do because I'm no more my own. I'm bought with a price. See, I've come too far to change and turn around. Now, the change that I have, I'm going up higher. God is elevating me. Now, that's the change, a new change, not that old change. He said you put off what? The old man, did you not? Pull out the old man now. Get rid of the old man. You know the old man just rambling around in your house right now. Huh? Mm-hmm. Trying to get you into your old way. Huh? I don't want to be bothered. You know? Well, you don't want to be bothered. You're supposed to be bothered. You're a minister. You're a preacher. You're a teacher of the gospel. Somebody's supposed to bother you. Huh? Who are you going to save? You going to save people that's already saved?
Mm-hmm.
You need them radical, crazy people. You need them crazy people. Tell them about Jesus, because they evidently don't know. See? So don't get mad because somebody's nuts, crazy, or, you know, you don't like their way. Well, there's a whole lot of ways you don't like, and God don't like our ways a lot of times either. You see, so you come to, when are we going to come to that point? Okay, let's put it this way. How long are we going to keep on thinking we're going to heaven and we have all these issues ourselves?
Amen.
Get rid of the issues.
Help us, Lord.
Get rid of all your issues. See, you got to love the person where they are.
Yes.
because everybody ain't where you are. And you're not where everybody is. Some other people probably looking at you. I don't want to be around her because you don't know what you don't like right. See? This is the way life is. But when you have put on that knowledge and got the same knowledge, see, after the image of him that created you, see, he created you, what? In his image and in his likeness, right? So now if you create him, you got to put on him, you're going to have to make it. You're going to have to take some of the people you don't like. You want to talk to some of the people you definitely don't like. You know, I could see them and talk to them. That don't mean I got to live with them. You see? What's wrong with talking to them? Hey, now if they don't want to talk to you, you can't make them.
Nope.
You can't get ugly now. Can't get mad.
That's right.
Saying some choice words now. Keep it to yourself. Keep it to yourself, Lord. Then you go back into your chamber and say, Lord, forgive me for thinking what I was thinking.
Yes,
see? So that it won't inhabit your thoughts. Do you get the picture? You go into your chamber with God and say, God, forgive me for what I was thinking when whoever it was
yes.
talking to me or was in front of me or whatever. Because I sure wasn't thinking no nice thoughts.
Nope.
See,
the truth.
And you don't want those thoughts to dwell in you and take root and start growing and growing and growing. You see? So get rid of them right then. Be a David. Always repenting. Sometimes you got to repent and you don't even know what you're repenting for. Just repent anyhow because you more than likely did something. See, that you forgot. But I'm telling you, to stay in a plain path, you've got to embrace all truth, truth of the Word of God. You've got to embrace that, people. Do you hear? You see what I'm saying?
Amen.
You have to hold on to it. Don't let nobody take it from you. Don't let nobody call you to go the other direction. Okay? All right? Embrace it now. See? This is about today. Embrace it. Because embrace only means what we started out with. The process of becoming different. That's all embrace is. Bringing you to a place, you know, that you understand what is going on. Bring you into a place where, you know, you'll be a part of, you know, and you're kind of encompass the place. You see where you are? See where you are? Hmm? You just did what? You adopted it. You took it up and brought it in. It's like holding a baby in your arms. Isn't that wonderful? You embrace that baby. All right, here is Deacon Mac. Let's do this forever. Ooh, ooh.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for that word from Apostle. As she was speaking, I was thinking about some things, and, you know, she told the truth about it. And I want to read this from it's out of the book of Joshua, though. The first of the 12 historical books, Joshua to Esther, forges a link between the Pentateuch and the remainder of Israel's history through three major military campaigns involving more than 30 enemy armies. The people of Israel learned a crucial lesson under Joshua's capable leadership. Victory comes through faith in God and obedience in his word rather than through military might. Now, what we're saying is you ain't got to go out there and punch nobody. You ain't got to go out there and get violent nobody. If you got faith in God, hey, let him handle it. Let him do what he got to do. You know, but the thing about it, like Apostle was saying, you know, rather than cuss somebody else, just let God handle it. That's all. I mean, it's hard to do, but hey, And then what she says about accepting where you at. Now, we know now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, though, and all this people unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Now, we got to look at it this way. Joshua took up where Moses left off. He wasn't afraid. He took it up. He did what God told him to do. He didn't shy away from it. So that lets you know that when the change came, he followed through in it. He stepped right in it, and he kept it moving. See, a lot of us are afraid to step into it and keep things going, because then we come back. We withdraw instead of going forward, because we afraid that we're going to mess up. See, don't be afraid if you let God lead you into it. See, once God leads you into it, that's when the best comes out of you. See, but if you're afraid to step, is no point in being afraid. Number one, when that change comes, see, we got to look, everybody changes, or everybody evolves one way or another. You either grow up or you grow down, it don't matter. Everybody going to evolve and going to change some kind of way. You either change mentally or you change physically. Let's face that. That's life, you know. So which one do you want to be in? Which one do you want to be in? Do you want to be in the mentally people that accepts God? Or do you want to be in the ones who just out there? They don't even know who they with. They're confused. See, and then you got the ones who's afraid to change. They want to keep things as it is. You know, you got some people who don't want the word of God to come forth and to change, because they're not believing in the word of God all the way. They only believe in bits and pieces. They only believe in the pieces that suit them, so to speak. So they're not into change. They want to stay just where it's at. But you can't even change like that. You can't grow like that, because therefore you're putting a ceiling on God, and God has no ceiling. Let's face that. God has no ceiling. Our little minds can't even consume what God has in his head. So let's just face that off the rip, too. We can't just say, oh, we're going to stop learning here. How can you do that? You know, you can't make no change if you don't want to learn anything. If you don't want to change your way of thinking. See, the point of matter is, we don't want to change our way of thinking sometimes. We want to stay. We want to procrastinate. You know, we want to drag our feet on a whole lot of things that God tells us to do. I mean, do we really want to be with God if we're like that? Or are we too much into self? See, if you're afraid, you're into self, because you're afraid to step out. You're afraid to change. See, it might be God might tell you to let go of somebody. God might tell you to move. God, it's a number of things, because it's always something you don't want to do. Every time. It don't even matter. So that means that that's something that you're holding on to.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you're praising. You're not praising him. You're praising that person. You're praising that house. You're praising your furniture. You're praising your car. That means it's something that you're praising. It can even be a stitch of clothes. You know, but when God tells you to let things go, you got to let it go, because that's the change coming, because he's coming with something else for you. So, therefore, once that change comes, it's better, it's more exciting, it's even fulfilling at times. Let's just put it that way. So, therefore, we know when God has it, what God has in store for us, it's the first thing we got to do is get out there when he tells us to. the first thing we got to do is make that change in our own life. We got to make the first step. We reach to him, he's going to reach to us. That's the way change works. You know, but, you know, like, I'm going to put it this way. If you go to the store and you buy something and it's the wrong thing, when you get home, it's the wrong thing. When you go back to the store to exchange it, do you get the right thing or do you decide to get something else? So where did that change go? Did the change fluctuate once you got there? You say, oh, no, I'd rather get this than that now.
True.
See? So, therefore, the change fluctuated on you.
Okay.
So you didn't stay with the change that was necessary. You went someplace else. See? That means you was undecided from giddy-up. That means that when the change that you were going to make, you decided not to make, makes it confusing. It makes it that you really didn't know what you wanted to get from giddy-up to. So, but when the change came, you should have went on ahead with it because that was your first thought. The first thought is always right, but then when you get home, you're going to say, I should have got what I went there to get. That's the first thing everybody always say to themselves. So we got to look at when the change comes, go through with it. That means, as Apostle used to say all the time, step through that door. Go out there and see. Step through that door. Because once the change starts, you let it complete its course. As the butterfly, as the caterpillar go in the cocoon, that's the course that's being started. When it comes out, that's the course being completed. So the change is complete. See, we as people, we just like a little bit of change. We don't want much. We don't want a complete change because we got things we want to hold on to. You know, when you make a change, you make a complete change. Do not call yourself changing halfway because you got stuff you want to keep. Because otherwise, everything going to be running together and you're going to be in the same boat you was in from giddy-up. So you're not going to change. Basically, you're not going to change. So we need to understand what change really means to us in this Christian life. And that's where we all stand. What kind of change are you going to make today? That's the question. What kind of chances are we going to make today? Are we, put it this way, are we with God or are we not? That is the question. You know. So here's Sister Diane. Amen. Thank you for listening to me.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We give thanks for that awesome word coming from Apostle Porter and Deacon Michael. Are you going to change your mindset today and allow God to do the shedding? You know, and I looked up shedding, and it said to give off, discharge, or expel from the body of a plant or animal, such as, and it says to eject, slough off, or lose as part of the normal process of life. And I love what Apostle said, you know, as you go through that shedding process, embrace it and allow God to make the change. And how do you begin that? By changing your mindset. Changing your mindset, what it is that you think. And I will leave this here with you. Years ago, Apostle gave us that assignment to do. And imagine just 1 week that we were supposed to do it for. 1 week. And that was think positive. You mess up the moment you think negative, then you have to start all over again. So that moment that you think negative, that's it. So So if it was 4 days into the week, and that fourth day you think negative, guess what? You got to start all over again, and that's the way how we train our mind to think positive instead of negative. We was trained so much to see negative. We allow people to be around us to be negative, that change, when it's time for that change to come, you don't want to embrace that change. So, you know, do that assignment. Try it out today. Can you go a week without thinking negative? Without thinking negative. You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or you can tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. If you have Facebook, you can visit us at LogianInternationalMinistries.com, and you can go ahead and you can hit the broadcast on there and listen to it. You can also share it with a friend. You know, those that don't have access to a phone or may have access to the computer at the time, they may want to listen to it at work. You can go ahead and you can listen to it there. That's every Wednesday and Thursday, and you would like prayer, you have a praise report, or you just tired of living on the other side and you want to come on, you know, on the right side, you can go ahead and you can press that one at any point in time, and we will be happy to take your call. Remember to stand with us as we pray for special areas, as was said in the earlier part of the broadcast, as we prayed for them, and do include your area, your neighborhood, your state, your city, as we stand together in unity. So tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Till then, be blessed.
Yeah. Let God.
Let God.
He can handle it all, yes.